say Tivach na lo yivecha nishmarta v'kol davara. And then a little further down it says Ki Hashem alkecha mitzhach v'kerev machanecha v'atzilcha v'lasis yivecha l'fanecha v'ayah machanecha kodesh v'lo yir v'cha ervas davar v'shav me'acharecha. So the pasuk's talking about going out to war and emphasizing how the camp has to be maintain a certain level of kedusha. Talks about a person has to attend to the bodily needs, so they have to go outside the camp. The chafar tava, they should dig. The shavta v'chisisa teyasecha. So that's one halacha that they have to cover that which is comes out. And it says the reason being Hashem is hach bekerav machanecha, because Hashem is amongst you in your camp. Like silcha v'asecha v'hanecha v'ayah machanecha kadosh. So your camp should be kadosh. So we're going to have a halacha here. The person is not supposed to even be maharer in Divrei Torah, and certainly not to to say Kriya Shema and so on if there is any tzoa in their vicinity. That's a problem of Haya Machanecha Kadosh. And then it says further, V'lo Yirvacha Ervas Davar. And that's another halacha. And that has to do with, say, saying Kriya Shema or Divrei Torah in the presence of what's called an erva, be it a person's erva or someone else's erva. That's the issue of Makomos Hamachusim and what's the father's erva, and that's another Yisr. And all of this is important in Hilchas Shulchan Aruch and in Aruch Chaim and Halachas Kriyas Shema and so on. Now the question is, these two halachas are one halacha. In terms of Lo Yirvacha Ervas Davar, the Gemara darshins, it's Davar Asur, hearer is mutter. In other words, in the face of an erva, a person is allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah. They're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema. They have to close their eyes, turn away, but they can be mahar b'divrei Torah. In terms of makomos, so on, they're not allowed to be mahar makomos am tunafim in the bathroom. But wait, now they have a Gemara in Brachas. This is, I guess, in Daf Yomi about a week or two ago. Daf Chaf Hei. Rava says the following, Chafei Amid Beis. Amar Rava, Tsoa Bashashis, Mutel Kris Kriyashma Kenegda. Erva Bashashis, Asul Kris Kriyashma Kenegda. What does it mean? Bashashis means it's covered, but it's transparent. So you cover up the Tsoa. Assuming there's no reyach, that's a whole other discussion. This is an issue of seeing tzoa around you, and an issue of reyach ra. So, assuming now there's no reyach, but the very fact that in your person's vicinity, let's say, there's tzoa. So, if it's covered, says Rava, muter kris kishma kenegda. On the other hand, erva bashashis, in other words, it's visible, then the fact that it's covered is not sufficient. Also, with kinegda, explain. So about shoshes mutu with kriyas shma kinegda, the tzoa bekiso italia milsa. Because in terms of tzoa, the Torah makes it depend on whether it's covered. V'hamachasya. Erva b'ashoshes also with kriyas shma kinegda, v'lo yir v'cha evas dover, amrachmana v'hakam mischasya. There, it's a function of seeing it, and therefore, if you see it through glass or whatever, it's as visible as if it wasn't covered. It's the same thing. He still saw it. That's what Rava says. That's the Gersa we have. Okay. Now, there's a problem here, because there's another Gemara, on Amid Aleph, Chafei Amid Aleph here, that a person cannot be Kriya Shema if it's Tzoa Melo Einav. In other words, even if it's out of his Dalet Amis, there's an Issa. So, seemingly, from this Gemara would appear, there's two halachas. There's halacha of Lo Yirvacha Ervas Davar, that's for Erva, and there's halacha of Hayat Machanecha Kadosh, and that's for Tzoa. And then it should come out that it should only be within what's called Machanecha, what's called your Dalet Amis. So that's the Rajba's Kasha. The Rajba asked the Kasha in Brachas. And the Rajba says, based on this, that the two halachas are not as distinct as we might otherwise think. The Rashba says that v'lo yira v'cha ervas davar is not just going on erev, it's going on tzoa as well. And therefore, there's a halacha of tzoa kimelo enav. It's as far as you can see. A person can see it. Let's say it's a different room. You know, and a person can still see it. So it's not chorish, mipam hayimach nachu kodesh. But yet, the Rashba says, it's still a problem because v'lo yira v'cha ervas davar goes on tzoa as well. Although the Torah still is matir v'chisisa, so there's a special heter regarding tzoah, that tzoah b'ashoshes is mutter. And the Rosh seems to say differently. The Rosh here again on Perigimun Brachis, Os Mem Mem Vav. The Rosh says that if something is in a different Rishus, if so is a different Rishus, then it's not a problem. So these two shittas are actually brought in Shulchan Aruch also. I mean, we could go into the details. Obviously, you have to go through sugyas very carefully and go through halachas. But if you start with Siman Ayin Tes, for example, that's where some of the halachas begin to be mentioned. So the Mechaber brings both views. Siv Beis. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of the Siman brings in the Prima Gadim. He's in Sakim, summarizes some of the halachas. The Prima Gadim, the beginning of Ayin Tes, tries to work out what is the fundamental machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Beis, Chaisa b'makom gavoa. This is by Tzoa. Asara Tfachim, so it's a separate Rishus. O namach asara, o shahaisa b'bayis echad b'hu b'bayis acher. So a person is not in the same room, in the same vicinity. Afu ha-pesach pasuach, v'yoshe b'tzida v'roa osa, im in l'reach, yocho likros. V'kirin d'hu b'shus acheres, karinan bay, shapir v'hai machanecha kodesh l'harosh. So he starts by saying that according to the Rosh, it's fine if you're in one Rishus and the whatever is Mitunaf is in a different Rishus, it's called Nachakah, because that's all that it's measured by. Nachakah is a halacha l'gabit soa, and it's not a voyeur v'chayavas dover, it's not a halacha l'gabit soa, that's a halacha l'gabit erva. Avul ha-rashba, dafka kesheena roa elsa. So according to the Rashba, it comes out, if you see it, that even a different Rishus doesn't help you. So these are the two shittas. According to the Rosh, you have to know. So why is the halacha that by tzoa you have to be marchik meloena? Chavadala should be sufficient. So either it's a din d'rabbana, could be the prima gadim says perhaps it's a din d'rabbana, but the din d'oraisa would only be if it's in your rishus, which is vayimachanach kadosh. These are important halachas to be aware of. This machok is not clear how we machria. The machaber brings both views, so you have to know exactly how to paskin. That's one inyan. Now meinyan leinyan. So what about a mitzvah? How do you magdir a mitzvah? Doing a mitzvah, let's talk makom mitunaf. So we all know, in terms of bracha, then you obviously have a problem, because you're not allowed to make a bracha, and certainly even maharer in Torah, with makom mitunaf. You have later in Bar Mitzia, Kuf Yudalit, the Gemara mentions about Truma. But the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Vayivacha Evas Davar, So that's in terms of the bracha. What about in terms of the performance of a mitzvah? So the shaila is, how do you magdir that? You know, if you're performing a mitzvah, let's say shofar, and its person is in an unclean area, can he be yotzi the mitzvah? So let's say the bracha was, you're not going to make the bracha, right? Or the bracha was made and then the problem was created. So there's interesting bir halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah about this. The beginning of Tav Kuf Peches. Says at first, Chayra, it shouldn't be a problem. And same thing would be in a get person's not. If a person's body has, a person has certain issues with their body, it's not Gufnaki. So again, in terms of davening, it's a problem. What about in terms of performing a mitzvah? So the Bir Halacha writes, L'chayra, it should only be a problem for tefillah, birchas hamazon, halel, megillah, we have to mask Hashem Hashem and say Dibrei Torah. However, tkiyas, which is only a ma'aseh mitzvah, hechan matzinu she'asur l'kayem mitzvah kishegufo eino naki. Where do we find it should be an issa to fulfill a mitzvah without guf naki? O b'makom she'eino naki. Ha'im asur l'bosh talis sh'ildalit kanfus kishegufo o ha'makom eino naki. Lo matzinu came b'shomakom b'tzarachiyah. Doesn't say you have to take off your tzitzis if you're walking through an area that's not clean. So that's what he says initially. Mati Ephraim matzasi shekasav. Then he brings a Mati Ephraim. V'nira shem hischel et koa umayim shosim al birkav. So person out in his goof is not knocking right now, and he started blowing shofar. So he has to stop and the chozer it call me rosh, the halon ala seder, whatever he was to care at that point, from that point on, doesn't count. Yesh l'achzav l'tkoa. So he compares it to Kriya Shema. So what's the pshat? How come? So the Mishnah Berurah of Bir Halacha has two possible svaros. First, he says the efsher shatam the kevah the kaimu the tzarach kavana lachis idea mitzvah shetzivano Hashem yisbarach. The person is supposed to have kavana. Let's say mitzvah is the raisa. We always say we hold mitzvah svichas kavana. It's machlokes gemara. We have to have kavana to perform the mitzvah or not. So the achron the Shulchan Aruch is that by mitzvah the raisa, person should have kavana to be yotzei mitzvah. But Mr. Rabbanan, we say you can do the mitzvah without kavanah and be yotzei without kavanah. So if you do the mitzvah d'oraisa, and you have to have kavanah latzei, so he says a kavanah latzei sidei mitzvah is considered like here v'divrei Torah. It's an interesting svar. And since he can't be mahar v'divrei Torah b'mokom b'tunaf, so therefore you can't have the kavanah latzei that should count for your mitzvah. That's one svar. Vlogar mihir b'divrei Torah. The gam yeshlom are another svar b'pshitas. The b'shash emekayim mitzvah b'poel. At the time, a person is doing a mitzvah. Hu avoda ve'in lasis avoda Hashem derech bizayon du bechal bizui mitzvah. It's considered like avoda Hashem and derech bizayon. You can't count for avoda Hashem. Gdol mitzvah amru. Person can wash out the shofar shorash hashana b'mei raglayim ve'akavod, which is only hechsher mitzvah there. The shofar, the mitzvah is the shmiya. The koshkin a mitzvah atzma. So to do a mitzvah ben makom in an open that has bizayin attached to it, it doesn't count for avodas Hashem. It's interesting svara. So this is what he ends up seeing at the end. Rabbi Bal Yosef has a very long tshuva about this. If you wish, you can look it up. It's in Yoredei Chel Gvav Simin Chav Tes in Yabia Omer Chel Gvav Simin Chav Tes. He brings a lot of mekoros on this inyan. He brings a Zohar. A person should do a mitzvah in a case where person's unclean or there's something unclean around them, but he's mafalp, or maybe he can machab Mrs. Dorais, Mrs. Rabbanan, that declares what about staka? We find that he can't give an ani staka if for whatever reason the makom is not clean. We don't find such a thing. What's the difference? The answer is the ani got the money anyway. Okay, here you heard the shofar anyway. I mean, okay, you have to know exactly how to be magdir it, what type of mitzvahs are our problem, what mitzvahs are not, but that's in terms of the mitzvah per se, in terms of the hirur, the divrei Torah, in terms of the brachas and so on. That's obviously a separate matter. Okay, a couple of you had questions. Yeah, please. Yeah, yes.
You're not allowed to be mahar the divrei Torah in front of the erva, so can you use the shir on the train if there's an erva in front of you?
So yeah, correct. You can't be davening. You can't be saying brachas.
What should I make?
You're saying words of Torah. It's a problem. Then you have the halachas of being masim einav or turning away. That you know, they have to go through those halachas. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
No.
We hold here lakadibur davening. So if you're reading, it's not. Yeah, but he's saying Shnei Mikra, you have to say the words. You can't be a Shnei Mikra by here, you have to say, yeah.
But you were on the very end, right next to the Mechitza, the Shul. So it would be, without the Mechitza, it would be considered within your Rishus. How high
is
the minimum
that
Mechitza has to be to make it?
Well, there's an issue by Erev, it's Le'ir V'chayev. So there's more than just Rishus, it's even if it's in your line of sight. There's two halachas. Her Machanacha Kadosh, Yisum Dal Ramis, Dimachik Dal Ramis. But in terms of Le'ir V'chayev, it's Dover, the question, do you see it, do you not see it?
Assuming you're looking for it, how high does it have to be on your side? Or you just stand on the other side of the shoulders?
What, you ask a stammer question about the height? What about, in other words?
What's the minimum mechitza has to be to make it no longer in your...
No, but the mechitza is a definition. Mechitza is like nesis, is based on, that's the whole tumult of Ramosha and the Satan Rebbe, and you know, what exactly is mechitza? Okay, another issue is, but what's the gather of mechitza? How high should mechitza be? Is it for stockless purposes? That's what some say. Ramosha felt no. Ramosha felt the issue. The Indian of Mechitza, Histaklis is a separate concern, so you have to make sure that you don't have a problem of Histaklis, and the person shouldn't be looking, or you shouldn't be looking. But the Indian of Mechitza and Shul, you're not come to be able to easily mingle. So it has to be a certain height. You can't climb over it so easily. That's why we usually assume shoulder height, whatever it is, 5 feet. So that's a different halacha to have a mechitza in Beis HaKnesses. In terms of there shouldn't be taroves. It's a different halacha. That's based on the Gemara in Sukkah that talks about having separation. That's a different halacha. It's just not a separate issue, and saying tefillah, saying brachas, and so on. Again, if you're not looking and you're looking the other way, then it's not a problem. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. As far as your halacha, different Torahs can age. Is it that
his first svara is that the kavana latzeis yidei mitzvah is lo gara from here? That's an interesting svara. Kavana latzeis. No, kavana latzeis yidei mitzvah. He says is considered like is no different or no worse than being mahar b'divrei Torah. You can't be mahar b'divrei Torah in an unclean place. Then you can't have kavana latzeis yidei mitzvah.
What's the same thing? Is it divrei Torah?
That's what's interesting. It's kavana latzeis. The mitzvah that has a halacha of being mahar b'divrei Torah. It's an interesting svar. I don't know. That's what he suggests. In other words, you would say no, you could argue no. Mahar b'divrei Torah, being mahar b'divrei Torah, but the kavana latzeis the mitzvah is a different idea. It's connected to asiyas mitzvah. So kavana latzeis. He says no. Kavana latzeis is no worse than being mahar b'divrei Torah. And the other svar he says because you're doing avodas Hashem. Okay, so that's a little interesting for halacha. Let's